Hello, welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You're here with your main man, Hollywood. And today, you know, we got Jeezy versus T.I. And I wish we could have seen that Busta Rhymes versus T.I. But T.I. gracefully bowed out. Gracefully. You ain't fooled nobody. We all know you ran from Busta Rhymes, man. And I don't blame him. Because me being a Busta Rhymes fan and knowing that all y'all got was the Busta Rhymes, "This is it, serious, that's good, thank you, delirious, this is the fear of us." See, you had that Busta Rhymes, but I got that clang, 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 clang. You can't try with us. Hey, man, the piano man. Go check it out. I ain't even gonna mess it up because the song is hard as heck. And I'll probably make it sound crappy. But Piano Man is a hard-ass song. And I'm telling you now that he was going to pull that out on T.I. And that was going to hurt T.I.'s feelings. Because there's somebody, God bless his soul, he's not here right now. Shorty Ello. That would be like Busta Rhymes. If he was alive, he'd say Busta Rhymes killed him when he played Piano Man. Because, it's cool. You got a little muscle dude, you know, stuff like that. But, man, you a rapper. You a rapper. And everybody knows that Shorty Lowe's main problem with him was this trap. He got off, he shot, skyrocketed off of trap music. But you can't be a hater. You got to hate the game. That's where Shorty Lowe went wrong yet in the beginning. But, he figured it out at the end. Because you're not going to stop nobody. That's what I tell people. Save yourself the hate and just figure out a way to make it work for you. Because hating on the next person ain't going to do nothing, but they're going to do better, and you're actually going to help them get more, because this is the way of the world, this is the way the world's going, and all you doing is referring them to who? To them. They would have found somebody else, you know, to support, but you refer them to them, and they support them. And then it just makes you even more mad, because now the person that you know is tuning in to the person that you hate, and it ain't working for you. But who do you have in this T.I. versus Jeezy? Because this is actually more balanced, because Busta Rhymes has too many hits. Just too many hits. And then, like I said, y'all only know them. Like, y'all didn't get the albums, and y'all don't know that this nigga really can spit that trap and street stuff too. That's why I told you check out Piano Man. You're gonna get a taste of it. But I wanna know who you got in this Jeezy versus T.I. because I think T.I. could pull this one off. Then again, I don't know, because that Jeezy, T.I. got more hits. Because that Jeezy album, that first Jeezy album, he could play each song. Trap or Die, he could play each song off of that. He can go to Gucci Mane So Icy. But then I feel like he's kind of done after that, because everything else that he was dropping was kind of dropping down. Like, Jeezy spits real stuff on the albums, but at the same time, like, come on now, Jeezy. You and I know that you should have did T.I. like T.I. did Busta Rhymes on this one. T.I. took the fight with the training wheels instead of the fight where you going after somebody that's really a god in this, which Busta Rhymes is. So, I'm gonna let Busta Rhymes explain to y'all a little bit better. But here goes what he thought about the whole T.I. situation, even though I know exactly T.I. definitely ran from that. But I do also want to see this versus, because it's going to take two people. Because I'm telling you, his catalog is sick. You got to remember, only person that was dropping song for song for song for song for song for song for song like Busta back in the days was Tupac. And you seen how Tupac's catalog was. Lil Wayne came in a little later, but he definitely dropped songs and stuff like that too. But nigga, I'm trying to tell you, they ain't want to see Busta Rhymes. But I love to see this Busta Rhymes versus two people, because he is too hype. And don't let him have Spliff, because it looked like he got Spliff Star back in the studio with him. They gonna break the internet, man. Don't give them niggas no live. You should have never gave them niggas no live to do nothing. No, they goes, because he's a performer. And that's what people fear the most. That's what got him really, really scared, because, you know, it's a lot to being an artist. And some people make good songs. Some people are good performers with so-so songs. And some people are good performers and make good songs. Busta Rhymes is one of them people that makes good songs and is a good performer. So you double trouble. A lot of people was wondering why Teddy Riley came souped up like the Power Rangers when he was doing the verses. That's because Teddy Riley has always been a good performer. He was trying to uneven the playing ground because he know Babyface got hits, but he know he's a performer. So, you know, you got to know music, man. And that's why I got the radio station. Why not plug my stuff right now? HWLRadio.com just added new music, new artists that you can find that's going to be the top artist next year. They still going to act like a nigga didn't give them a chance. Their first chance on HWLRadio.com because these other people got paid playlists. My playlist is impeccable. Check it out. It's Mike Tyson. It's impeccable. You could never beat me. You could pick a song out like me in your favorite week. I whip your heart out. I eat your kid. You know, that's it, man. Go ahead and check Busta Rhymes out, man. Check Busta Rhymes out on the verses and drop below who you think gonna win this Jeezy versus T.I. Because I got T.I. coming out because of the albums that he had. And he definitely had different styles, so he can give you different feelings. Jeezy only had one feeling to give you: sell dope or die, nigga. No, just and I'm out.